The Thanksgiving Visitor by Truman Capote. Talk about mean. Odd Henderson was the meanest human creature in my experience. And I'm speaking of a 12-year-old boy, not some grown-up who has had the time to ripen a naturally evil disposition. At least, Odd was 12 in 1932 when we were both second graders attending a small town school in rural Alabama. Tall for his age, a bony boy with muddy red hair and narrow yellow eyes, he towered over all his classmates. Would have in any event, for the rest of us were only 7 or 8 years old. Odd had failed first grade twice and was now serving his second term in the second grade. This sorry record wasn't due to dumbness. Odd was intelligent, maybe cunning is a better word, but he took after the rest of the Hendersons. The whole family, and there were 10 of them, not counting Dad Henderson, who was a bootlegger and usually in jail, all scrunched together in a 4-room house next door to a Negro church. It was a shiftless, surly bunch, every one of them ready to do you a bad turn. Odd wasn't the worst of the lot, and brother, that is saying something. Many children in our school came from families poorer than the Hendersons. Odd had a pair of shoes, while some boys, girls too, were forced to go barefoot right through the bitterest weather. That's how hard the Depression had hit Alabama. But nobody, I don't care who, looked as down and out as Odd. A skinny, freckled scarecrow in sweaty cast-off overalls that would have been a humiliation to a chain gang convict. You might have felt pity for him if he hadn't been so hateful. All the kids feared him, not just us younger kids, but even the boys his own age and older. Nobody ever picked a fight with him except one time a girl named Ann Jumbo Finchberg, who happened to be the other town bully. Jumbo, a sawed-off but solid tomboy with an all-hell-let-loose wrestling technique, jumped Odd from behind during recess one dull morning, and it took 3 teachers, each of whom must have wished the combatants would kill each other, a good long while to separate them. The result was a sort of draw. Jumbo lost a tooth and half her hair and developed a grayish cloud in her left eye. She never could see clear again. Odd's afflictions included a broken thumb plus scratch scars that will stay with him to the day they shut his coffin. For months afterward, Odd played every kind of trick to goad Jumbo into a rematch. But Jumbo had gotten her licks and gave him considerable birth. As I would have done if he'd let me. Alas, I was the object of Odd's relentless attentions. Considering the era and locale, I was fairly well off, living as I did in a high-ceilinged old country house situated where the town ended and the farms and forests began. The house belonged to distant relatives, elderly cousins, and these cousins, 3 maiden ladies and their bachelor brother, had taken me under their roof because of a disturbance among my more immediate family, a custody battle that, for involved reasons, had left me stranded in this somewhat eccentric Alabama household. Not that I was unhappy there. Indeed, moments of those few years turned out to be the happiest part of an otherwise difficult childhood, mainly because the youngest of the cousins, a woman in her 60s, became my first friend. As she was a child herself, many people thought her less than that and murmured about her as though she were the twin of poor, nice Lester Tucker, who roamed the streets in a sweet daze. She understood children, and understood me absolutely.